Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Friday, March 29th, 2024. The suspect in a robbery and assault was arrested Wednesday morning. On Tuesday, sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a domestic disturbance and robbery that occurred in the 5,000 block of Buena Suerte Road in Yucca Valley. Deputies report the suspect, Nate Lewis, a 55-year-old resident of Yucca Valley, entered the victim's home, made considerable threats with a firearm, and stole property from the house. The victim told deputies that Lewis was her ex-husband and that they are currently living at separate residences. Deputies say they were unable to locate Lewis, but issued a warrant for his arrest. On Wednesday morning, detectives with the Morongo Basin Station located and arrested Lewis near Airway Avenue and 29 Palms Highway. Detectives report recovering firearms, ammunition, and evidence related to the robbery at his home in the 7,000 block of Cherokee Trail. Nate Lewis was arrested on suspicion of robbery and assault with a firearm and booked into the Morongo Basin Jail on $50,000 bail. The Morongo Unified School District Nutritional Services Department was honored last week with a Turn Up the Beat Award from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And since the Morongo Unified School District is his beat, here's assignment reporter and part-time vegetarian Gabriel Hart turning up to explain the Turn Up the Beat Award and how MUSD achieved the recognition.
The Turn Up the Beat Award recognizes outstanding summer meal program sponsors across the nation who offer high-quality meals to children that are appetizing, appealing, and nutritious in the summer months, showcasing sponsors who are going above and beyond. MUSD Nutritional Services was one of four districts awarded in San Bernardino County. MUSD won the Silver Award for their summer meal program. Director of Nutritional Services Janet Barth said, quote, "We are incredibly proud to receive the Turn Up the Beat Award. We believe that proper nutrition is essential for student success, and we are committed to continuing our efforts to promote health and wellness in our schools," unquote. Summer meals are critical in the lives of millions of our nation's youth, whose risk for food insecurity increases during the summer months when they no longer have access to the National School Lunch Program and the School Breakfast Program. Summer meal programs present the opportunity to help alleviate summertime food insecurity and positively impact children's growth and development by offering nutritious meals and encouraging children to develop healthy habits while helping assure children are healthy and ready to learn upon return to school in the fall. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
Counselor Sophia Rodriguez of 29 Palms Junior High School was recognized as Educator of the Month by the Rotary Club of 29 Palms. Rodriguez received the honor at the club's meeting on Wednesday. Principal Derek Swem provided a brief description of her excellent work and accomplishments working with students who come to her with educational and emotional challenges. Then Rodriguez was presented with a certificate and a gift card for her efforts by Rotary Committee Chair John Cole. The 29 Palms Rotary Club has recently revived their tradition of honoring local educators after a COVID-caused hiatus. The 29 Palms Rotary Club was established in 1948, making it the oldest service club in the Morongo Basin. If you've got bulky items like furniture or appliances, or otherwise difficult to dispose of items like electronics or sensitive documents, bring them out to Lucky Park tomorrow for a community cleanup event. Organized by the City of 29 Palms and Burtek, everyone is invited to Lucky Park tomorrow morning to drop off mattresses, appliances, trash, yard waste, electronics waste. They'll even have a paper shredder on hand to properly dispose of your documents, with a limit on 4 boxes of documents. They won't be accepting tires, oil, paint, or any other household hazardous waste. The event is tomorrow from 7 a.m. to noon, behind Lucky Park Activity Center, located at 74325 Joe Davis Drive in 29 Palms. The organizers ask that you enter from Wainwright Avenue. The Friends of the Yucca Valley Library are holding another big book sale tomorrow morning from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Yucca Valley Library branch. This sale will feature books and DVDs for kids, along with unique pop-up books, coffee table books, and gardening and plant guides. If you're feeling the itch to get out and explore, you can pick up a travel, desert hiking, or climbing book, all available at the unbelievably low prices that help out the Yucca Valley Library special programs and book purchases. While you're there, check out the Friends of the Yucca Valley Library store, tucked just inside the entrance, where you can find books and DVDs for sale every day the library is open. That's a big book and DVD sale at the Yucca Valley Library this Saturday from 9 to 1. They're located just off Highway 62 and Joshua Lane. The Animal Action League is holding their world-famous drive-thru nail trim only clinic today from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. You can have your pet's nails trimmed for only $7 a pet, no appointment necessary. The Animal Action League is located at 62762 29 Palms Highway in Joshua Tree. Remember that this is a nail trim only clinic. And the Animal Action League reserves the right to refuse service based on pets' temperament as well as the temperament of their owners. The town of Yucca Valley is seeking a new design for its Summer Music Festival logo. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with details on the contest.
As part of its public arts program, the town of Yucca Valley is conducting a call for artists to create a new logo for the Summer Music Festival. The selected design will be featured on two 13-foot banners at the event and printed onto t-shirts advertising the free 6-week concert series. All entries must be original designs and suitable for all ages. Artists from Yucca Valley and its neighboring communities are encouraged to apply. Designs can be submitted by either individuals or groups in 7th grade and up. Designs should be visible from a distance and able to withstand outdoor weather elements. The artist of the selected logo will receive a $500 stipend. Artists can apply in person at the Yucca Valley Community Center or online at yucca-valley.org/public art. Applications are due by April 8th and can be emailed to publicart@yucca-valley.org. This is Adeline J. Wells reporting for Z1077.
The 29 Palms High School track and field team traveled to Desert Mirage High School and dominated the Rams. The varsity boys' score was 73-17, and the girls won by 78-11. Senior team captain Elizabeth Marshall scored 10 points, earning two first-place victories. She ran the 1,600 meter in 6 minutes 43 seconds and earned a personal record in the 800 meter with a time of 2 minutes and 48 seconds. Caden Berry earned 3 personal records, the most for the day. In the 1,600 meter, time of 5 minutes and 30 seconds. In the 800 meter, a time of 2 minutes and 25 seconds. And in the 200 meter, a time of 25 seconds. The Wildcats will travel to Hammett High School to compete in the Southland Invitational on Saturday. The 29 Palms High School Boys Varsity Wildcats tennis team hosted the Lions of Cathedral City yesterday. The Wildcats lost a tough one, 8-10. In singles action, Jeremy Burks won 2 sets. Adonai Patu won 2 sets. In doubles action, the team of William Herrera and Daniel Salazar won 2 sets, and Ryan Huang and Michael Acosta won 2 sets. The Wildcats host Desert Mirage on April 16th and Yucca Valley on April 18th. And finally, Easter is coming up this weekend, and Z1077 has details on where you can hunt for eggs, meet the Easter Bunny, and learn more about the origins of the holiday. Visit Z1077FM.com and check out our list of events this weekend. Look for the little rabbit at the top of our site. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmatz.